Today's daf is Shabbos daf Nun Ches. We are 12 lines from the bottom of daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis, the two dots, V'loi B'kovel. Today's daf is being learned as a S'chus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avram ben Gittel, Chaim Yechiel Yosef ben Sara, Yitzchak Eliyahu ben Chaya Sara, Avram Kaddish ben Malka Bela, Avram Yikosil ben Gittel, Yehuda Leib Chizkiyahu ben Basya, Baruch Tzvi ben Shalames Fega, Rafal Ephraim ben Gruna Fega, Chaim Yeshua Shmuel Daniel ben Nira Bela, Ya'el Bas Bela, Rachel Maita Basara, and Eliakim Getzel ben Brana Esther. Today's daf is also being learned. Le'ilu Nishmas Shloim Zev ben Avram Yitzchak, and Mordechai Ziskind ben Meir Elchanan. So, yesterday we began the sixth parak of Masechta Shabbos, parak Bameh Isha Yoitza, Uvama Eino Yoitza, which discusses certain articles of clothing and jewelry that a woman was allowed to go out with on Shabbos, and certain articles of clothing and jewelry that a woman was not allowed to go out with on Shabbos. Rashi, right in the beginning of the perek, said that the reason the Chachamim said that there are certain tachshitim that a woman can't wear outside on Shabbos is Dilma Sholfa Umechavya Lechaverta, because we were concerned that maybe the woman will be wearing something very fancy. She's going to meet her friend, and her friend will say, oh, let me see that new piece of jewelry that you have. She'll take it off, and they'll end up carrying Dalan Amas Peshos HaRabim. So as a harchaka, to prevent the Malach of Haitzah, the 39th of the Lamates Malachis, the Chachamim said that a woman shouldn't wear certain articles of clothing, stating that, as we already saw in the little bit of Gemara that we learned yesterday, and as we'll continue to see throughout the parak, that's really just one of several things that the Chachamim were concerned with, and it was a result of that the Chachamim said that a woman is not allowed to wear certain things on Shabbos. Either way, the Gemara was explaining the Mishnah. We're up to where the Mishnah said, V'loi b'kovel l'rishus harabim. A woman is not allowed to wear a kovel in a rishus harabim. Zok the Gemara. Rabbi Anai said, kovel z'eini yodeo mahu. I'm not sure what a kovel is. Meaning, there were two things Rabbi Anai said that were referred to as a kovel, and he was mesupik when the Mishnah said that a woman is not allowed to wear a kovel. Which one of those two things was the Mishnah referring to? What are those two things? Ikavlo da'avda tanan. Is the Mishnah referring to the kovel that was known as kavlo da'avda? So Rashi says this was a chosam. This was an emblem that slaves would wear to signify, to show the fact that they were slaves. So similar to the yellow star that the Yidden had to wear when they were in the ghetto during the Holocaust. So there was a concept of a chosam that the Eved was supposed to wear. It was known as a kovel. And Rabbi Anai said, when the Mishnah says that a woman is not allowed to wear a kovel, I have it said that maybe it means a female slave, a shifcha, a amma, is not allowed to go outside to a rishos harabim wearing this chosam. Avol, said Rabbi Anai, if that's what it means, then the other kovel that I'm familiar with, which is kippa shel tzemer, shaper dami. So kippa shel tzemer was a cap that was made out of wool. So think of a sheitel. But it was a cap that was made out of wool that women would wear underneath their hats. So Rabbi Anai said that there are two things called kavl. There's what's known as kavla da avla, this emblem, and then there's the kippa shel tzemer. Both of them were worn by women. Both of them would maybe make sense that the Mishnah is referring to when it says that a woman shouldn't go out with it on Shabbos to a rishos harabim. But he said, I'm not sure which one it is. And he said it in a kal v'chomer dig away. He said, if it means the kavla da'avda, if it's referring to the chosam of the eved, then I think the kippa shel tzemer would be okay. Aydoma, or perhaps what it means is kippa shel tzemer. And if that's the case, for kolshkin kavla da'avda, certainly would be not okay to go outside with the kavla da'avda. So what's this kolshkin? What's this relationship between the two types of kavels? If the kovel is an emblem, so that's a reasonable chashash, then maybe for whatever reason, the shifcha will take off the chaysam, and as a result, it'll come to carrying dalan amas b'shus harabim. If, however, the kavla means this wig that the woman wore underneath her hat, so it's not so likely that she would take it off in a rishus harabim on Shabbos. So if the Mishnah means the kippa shel tzemer, and even there there's a concern, then it's fair to assume that kol shken kavla da'avda would be asr as well. If, however, kavla in the Mishnah means kavla da'avda, so then you would argue that it's only the kavla da'avda that's a problem, because there there's a concern that it may be taken off. However, as it relates to the kippa shel tzemer, that would not be a concern, says the Gemara. Amar Rabba Bo. So Rabbi Yami wasn't sure which one it is. Rabba Bo said, Mistabrin Sfarah, I think it's command amar kippa shel tzemer tonight. I think it's referring to the kippa shel tzemer. He didn't really explain himself. He said, I think it's that way in Svara, and if that's the case, I think that's what the Mishnah means. But then Rabbi Vol said, I have a brisa that supports it as well. The brisa says, a woman's allowed to go outside with the kavel, ube istama, and with an istama. We'll see what that means. Lechatzar in a chatzar, which, by the way, is not inconsistent with what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said, Loiseitze isha bekavel, lushas harabim. The brisa says, Yoitze isha bekavel, lechatzar. Meaning a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is not okay, a Chatzar is okay. Reb Shimon Elazar argued. He said, after Kabbal Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that a woman can go outside with a Kabbal even to a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, not like the time of our Mishnah. Says the Gemara Klal. Reb Shimon Elazar says, here's the rule. Koshul Lamatam and Asfach, anything that a woman wears underneath her hat, Yoitzim Bashi can go outside with to a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Shabbos. Koshul Lamatam and Asfach, anything that the woman wore on top of her head, in Yoitzim Bashi, then I'm concerned. So what's the Tanya Namihachi? You see clearly that the Kabbal was something that was worn underneath the hat. If it's the emblem, if it's the Kavla da'avda, has nothing to do with a hat, and it certainly wasn't worn underneath a hat. If, however, it's the kippa shel tzemer, the kippa shel tzemer was this wig made of wool that was dafka worn underneath the hat. So if it was dafka worn underneath the hat, so said Rav Avo in Svara, I think kavla in the Mishnah probably means kippa shel tzemer, and Tanya Namihachi, you see it from this braisa. Now the braisa also mentioned an istama. My istama, Amar Rav Avo. Rav Avo said bizyoni. My bizyoni, Amar Abaya, Amar Rav. Kilya pruchi. It was something that was used for women to cover their stray hairs, what's known as bayhur. So there are certain hairs that sometimes can be exposed. So women wore something that was used dafka to cover those hairs. Tanu rabbanu gimel dvarim nemru b'istama. So we just mentioned this istama. Kalya peruchi. So the Gemara brings a braisa that talks about it. Ein b'mishum kalayim. One thing is, this istama didn't have the halachas of kalayim. Meaning, it sounds like even if there was tzemer upishtim yachtav, still there wouldn't be kalayim. Rashi says the reason is because the only time you have kalayim is if the threads that were used were spun. They were tavoy. However, if they weren't spun, then you don't have kalayim. So the way the istama was made was with unspun thread. As a result, there's no kalayim. You don't have tumas negam either. A beged can develop a nega and become tamei tumas saras. However, the halacha is of what the definition of a beged is with regards to nega and mirror, what's considered a beged with regards to shatnez. And just like for shatnez, the threads need to be spun, so to for negam, they have to be spun. So if an istama is ein ba mishum kalayim, then by definition, it's ein matam ben negam. And finally, the ein yoitzim ba l'rishas harab, a woman's not allowed to wear an istama on Shabbat, she can't go with it to rishas harab. Shimon said a fourth thing. Af ein ba mishum ataris kalis. Rashi says that the Mishnah says at the very end, the last half of Masechta Soita, that the Chachamim made a gzera after the Churban that a kala shouldn't wear this very elaborate crown that kalos used to wear. So Rashi says that that's what this Ataris Kalos is, and the halacha is that the istama wouldn't be included in the halacha of Ataris Kalos. Zok de Gemara. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel ever said a different shot again. The Mishnah said that a woman's not allowed to go outside and Shabbos wearing a kavel. Rabbi Yane said, I don't know what a kavel is. He says, I have two possibilities. Either the kavel is the kavel de Avda, it's this emblem, this insignia that the slaves used to wear, or maybe it's the kippah shel tzemer. Rabbi Vo said, I think in Sfar it's the kippah shel tzemer, and he brought a brisa to support him. Shmuel, however, took the other side. Shmuel Amar, kavel de Avda. No, it's the kavel de Avda. Did Shmuel in fact say that? That what? That kavel in the Mishnah is the kavel de Avda, which means that a woman is not allowed to wear this kavla da'avla, so means she's a slave. She's not allowed to go outside with that emblem on Shabbos. V'amash Shmuel, but Shmuel said, Yoitzir, Eved b'chayson Shabbat Tavaroi, an Eved's allowed to go outside with this chayson, as long as it's the one that's on its neck, but not with a chayson Shabbat Susai. So it's a steer in Shmuel. Shmuel said that when the Mishnah says that a woman's not allowed to go outside with a kavla, what does it mean? It means the kavla da'avda. And Shmuel himself said that an Eved is allowed to go outside on Shabbos wearing the chosim shebit tzavar. Now the truth is that Shmuel also said that an Eved is not allowed to go out with the chosim shebit ksusai.
The Gemara, however, is asking from the first thing Shmuel said. Tosfos says that why couldn't the Gemara answer Pashit? First Tosfos on the Amud. Why couldn't the Gemara say that maybe the Mishnah that says that a woman is not allowed to go outside with the Kavla, which means the Chaisim of the Eved, is referring to where it was the Chaisim on the Ksus. Shmuel said the Chaisim on the Ksus is not okay. He only said the Chaisim on the Tzaver is okay. So Tosfos says that the Gemara felt that it's a little dachuk to start differentiating in the Mishnah between this type of Chaisim and that type of Chaisim. It sounds like the Mishnah is saying a woman can never go outside with a Chaisim. If the definition of Chaisim is this emblem that the slaves used to wear, and it's mashma that it's never okay, then it contradicts what Shmuel said. Shmuel said, Yoitzeh Eved B'chayisim Shevet Zavar. But the Gemara says, like, Kasha, Hada Avodai Rabbe, Hada Avod Iyu L'Nafshe. So says the Gemara, it's not a steer. It could be there's an afkamina between whether this emblem was made by the master for his slave, or whether the slave made him for himself. If the master made it for the slave, then it's okay for the slave to wear it on Shabbos. If the slave made it for himself, it's not okay for him to wear it on Shabbos. What's the Svara? So Rashi says that if the master made it for the slave, then there's no chashash that the slave is going to take it off. He'd be afraid to take it off. If the slave made him for himself, then he wouldn't be afraid to take it off. And as a result, over there, there's a concern that maybe he will take it off. So when the Mishnah says that a woman's not allowed to go outside with a couple, that's referring to the Kavla Da'avda. Which Kavla Da'avda? Anyone. Point is where the Eved made it for herself. If she made it for herself, so there's a concern. She may take it off. She may carry it in her Rishus Rabin. If the master ever made it, there's no such concerns. We just explained Shmuel. When Shmuel says that it's okay for the Eved to wear the Chayis and Shabbat Zavar, it's talking about where his master made it for him. Because if he made it himself, it wouldn't be okay. If that's the case, then why can't he go outside with the Chayis and Shabbat Zavar? If you're telling me that the master made it and there's no concern that he's going to take it off, so what's the difference if the chaysim is hanging around his neck or if the chaysim is on his baggage? So the Gemara says it's for a different reason, because we're concerned. Dilma mifsik umirsis umikpale umachas le'akasve. The concern is not that he's going to take it off. The concern is it may fall and break. If it falls and breaks, now the Eved is going to be scared. So what he may do is he'll have a fallback option. He'll take off his jacket, his ksus, he'll fold it over, he'll wear it on his shoulder, and he'll carry it that way. And that's a problem. That's considered a tzok. If somebody takes a talis, he folds it over, he puts it on his shoulder, bishabes, bishoygig, chayiv chatos. So you see, it's a problem. He said, all the rabbanim that are affiliated with the reish kalusa have no right. It's awesome for them to go outside on Shabbos wearing their begadim that had their emblem on it. So if you were a member of the Reish Kalusa, you also had a special member. So he told Reb Chinner Bar Shela did Shmuel that all the Rabban of the Reish Kalusa can't go out with those begadim on Shabbos, because I'm afraid that it may fall and you may end up folding it over and you're going to carry it, then it's going to come with the Yitzhak, the Bar Minach. But Shmuel told Reb Chinner Bar Shela, you can go outside that way. Like, Kapti Yolech the Reish Kalusa, because you, I'm not worried about. The Reish Kalusa, you have protection and no one's ever going to get upset at you. So I'm not afraid you're afraid that you're going to do this. The point is, the Gemara is saying is that there's a difference between the Chaisim Shabbat Savar, right? And the Chaisim Shevet Ksusai. The Chaisim Shevet Tzavaroi, so then it depends whether the master made it for the Eved or the Eved made it for himself or for herself, like in our Mishnah. If the master made it, so then there's no concern that the Eved's ever going to take it off. If there's no concern that the Eved's going to take it off, so you can wear it on Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah. Why would you be concerned it's going to ever come with the Eitzah? You may take it off, you're never going to take it. It's like a Merid B'malchus to take it off. It's never going to happen. And as a result, you have nothing to worry about. If the Eved or the Shifcha made it for themselves, then already there's a concern. When the master made it, then there's an ema, there's a fear that you won't take it off. If the slave made it for himself, then there is a concern that maybe he'll take it off. As a result, you're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos in Rosh Hashanah. But that's only as it relates to the Chosim Shabbat Zavari. The Chosim that was on the Beged is a little different, because there's another concern. Not so much that you're going to take it off, but it's on your Beged, it may fall off. And if it falls off, what are you going to do? You may very well be inclined to not pick it up, but at the very least, take your Beged and fold it over in a way where it shouldn't look like it fell off. And the reason you would do that, if you're following the Cheshbon, is because once we made an akimta that Shmuel is talking about where the master made it, so he's going to be afraid to walk around with the Beged without the emblem on it, because he's going to think that the master is going to think that he took it off. So there's a little bit of a chashash over here. So what he may do is fold it over, folding it over and carrying it in that way is considered a tzah. So again, there's a concerned that it may fall off and break, and you're going to be scared. Bottom line is, that's the chilek between the chaysim shevet tzavare and the chaysim shevet ksusai, and within the chaysim shevet tzavare itself, whether the slave made it or whether the master made it. Zokhti gemara gufa. Amar Shmuel. Yaitz evet b'chaysim shevet tzavare, avalei b'chaysim shevet ksusai. So that was Shmuel's halachah. Evet's allowed to go out with the chaysim shevet tzavare. What was the kimta that we made? It's talking about where the master made it, but he can never go out with the chayzin shabek susa, even if the master made it. Tanya Rami Hachi, a brayse says mefurish what Shmuel said. Yoytzer ha'evet b'chayzin shabek tzavari, avad loy b'chayzin shabek susa. Fake the gemara v'reminu. I'll ask you a kash on this brayse. Yoytzer ha'evet b'chayzin shabek tzavari, v'loy b'chayzin shabek susa. Checkmate, right? An eved's not allowed to go out, not with the chayzin shabek tzavari, and not with the chayzin shabek susa. Contradicts the first brayse. Yoytzer ha'evet b'chayzin shabek tzavari. It's only Avaloi v'chayzun shabek susai. So before the Gemara gets to this question, the Gemara is going to bring the rest of the brayse. It's a long brayse. V'zeh v'zeh, ei mekabelin tumah. The chayzim itself, this emblem, is not mekabel tumah. It's not considered a keli, and as a result, it's not mekabel tumah. V'loi b'zug shabek tzavarei. Eved is not allowed to go out with a zug. So avadim used to sometimes wear bells around their neck. So you can't go outside with it on Shabbos. But he can go out if the bell was on his beged. And zevezem mekabel tumah. The bells are mekabel tumah because a bell is considered a keli. For those seitzi behema, behemas used to also go out with chaysums and zugs. So how do these halachis relate to the behema? So the behema is not allowed to go outside. So you can't go out with the chayson shabbat savara or the chayson shabbat ksusa, the loy bezug shabbat ksusa, the loy bezug shabbat savara. Meaning, it's always a problem with the behema. Vezeh im mekabel tumah. But as it relates to the behema, the chayson is not mekabel tumah, and the zug is also not mekabel tumah. Even though we said the zug of the eved is mekabel tumah, but the zug of the behema is not mekabel tumah. Regardless, the gemara is gonna discuss the entire brayse, but we just need the first line now. We have a steer between two brayses. We had a brayse that said Yoytzer Eved Bechayson Shabbat Savari Avaloi Bechayson Shabbat Ksusai, which was the Tanya Nami Hachi, the Tanya that supported Shmuel's halacha. And then we had a second brayse. The second brayse said the Eved is not allowed to wear the Chayson Shabbat Savari, and the Eved's also not allowed to wear the Chayson Shabbat Ksusai. So what's the steer? Both brayses say that the Eved's not allowed to wear the Chayson Shabbat Ksusai. The steer is, can the Eved wear the Chayson Shabbat Savari? The first brayse says the Eved can. The second brayse says he cannot. So what would be the obvious answer? How would you answer this stira? The same way the Gemara answered the kasha from the Mishnah and Shmuel. Le'imo says the Gemara, Hada avalei rabbi, Hada avalei ulenavshe. At first glance, it would seem maybe that's the terrace. The price that says that the Eved's allowed to go out with the chayson shabbat tzavari is talking about where the rabbi made it. There's no concern he's going to take it off. The price that says that the Eved is not allowed to go out even with the chayson shabbat tzavari, it's talking about where he made it for himself. The Gemara says, like, idvidit avalei rabbi, both prices are talking about where the rabbi made it. If both prices are talking about where the rabbi made it, so why does one price say that it's not okay to wear it on Shabbos? I thought if the rabbi made it, you have emes of the rabbi. You're never going to take it off. If you're never going to take it off, there should be something. Gemara says, "V'kan b'shal matris, v'kan b'shal tit." One Bryce is talking about where it was made of matris; it was made of metal, and the other Bryce is talking about where it was made out of tit. It was made out of mud. Ukidir Rav Nachman Omer Rabbi Bar Avur. Like Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabbi Avur. Dover Rav Machbid Olav Rabbi in Yitzvah. Anything that the master would be machbid on, if it broke or if it got lost, then you'd have, the halach is you're not allowed to wear on Shabbos. But something that the master is not going to be worried about, the halach is you're allowed to go outside with it on Shabbos. Okay, so it's for that reason that the halach is that it would chapen afkamina regarding the chosim, if it was made of matches, if it was made out of tit. If it was made of matches, that's a metal, it's precious, it has value. So there's another concern. You know what the concern is? Not that the Eved's going to take it off, but there's a concern that it may fall off. And if it falls off, what's the Eved going to do? He's going to be scared to lose it because it's a dover that the rabbi is machbid on. So he's going to pick it up, he's going to end up carrying it. If it's made out of tit, then there's no concern it's going to fall off. Then even if it does fall off, there's no concern that he's going to carry it because it's a dover she'im machbid all of rabbi. In other words, it's true that if the master makes it, there's no concern that you're going to take it off. But there's still a concern that it may fall off. And if it falls off, you may be afraid to leave it there because it's something that your master is worried about. So if it's made up of matches, even if the master made it, still it's going to be also to go out with it on Shabbos. Not because of a chash you're going to take it off, but rather because of a chash may fall off, it may get lost and you're going to be afraid to leave it there. If, however, it's a davar, she ain't makbid all of rabbi, such as tit, so there's no concern that it's going to, you're going to take it off. There's also no concern that if it falls off, you're going to be afraid of your Rebbe. And that's what, so the price that it says that it's mutter to wear the chayson shabbat tzavari is talking about where the master made it and it was made up of tit. The price that says that it's usher to go out
with the Chosem Shebet Savara is talking about where the master made it, but it was made out of matches. The Gemara says, Hachi Nami Mistabra. It's actually Mistabra that second brisa that says that the Eved's not allowed to go out with the Chosem Shebet Savara, even if his master made it, is talking about matches, because Midik Tani Zev is a Mekabel Tomo, because then the brisa said that the Chosem is not Mekabel Tomo. So the Gemara says Geshmak. Yeah, Bishloim Mishal Matches. Bishloim, if we're talking about what the Chosim was made out of metal, Hani Hu Dolei Mekabli Tuma. Then I understand the Brisa. The Brisa is saying that these are not Mekabli Tuma. Hakelim Didu Mekabli Tuma. However, if you had the same exact material and it was fashioned in the form of a keli, not in a chosim, then it would be mekabel tumah, because metal is mekabel tumah. If, however, it was made of tit, so what's the chiddush that it's mekabel tumah? It sounds like, oh, this, because it's a chosim, it's not a keli, it's not mekabel tumah. A kelim to do mekabel tumah, and if it was a keli, it would be mekabel tumah. Tanya Berlin to the Brayis, kli avonim kli glolim kli adam e mekabel tumah. Kli adam is not mekabel tumah. Loi mi divrei toyre, loi mi divrei seifrin, elish mami nasi. See, clearly the Brice is talking about Shalmatrish Mamino. So Hokinami Mistabra works out very nicely that the Brice is talking about Shalmatrish. So the bottom line is, as it relates to this Choysom, which according to Shmuel is the Kavla that's mentioned in our Mishnah, whether an Eved or a Shifcha can wear it on Shabbos, cannot wear it on Shabbos. So there's a few things that need to be taken into consideration. Number one, are we dealing with the Chosam Shebet Tzavaroi, or are we dealing with the Chosam Shebet Ksusai? The Chosam Shebet Ksusai, you're for sure not allowed to wear on Shabbos. The Chosam Shebet Tzavaroi, sometimes you can, sometimes you cannot. What does it depend on? It depends on two things. Number one, did you make it yourself, or did your master make it? If you made it yourself, you're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos. If your master made it, then maybe you could wear it on Shabbos. What does that depend on? Was it made of matches or was it made of tit? If it was made of tit, then you can wear it on Shabbos. If it was made of matches, then even if your rabbi made it, and even if it's the Chosam Shebet Tzavaroi, the halach is you would not be able to wear it on Shabbos. Why are we talking about this Chosam of the Eved? Because the Mishnah said that the halach is Ein Isha Yoitza, and the Gemara brought a machlokes amira and Rabbi Avoh on one side and Shmuel on the other side. What this kavel is? According to Rabbi Avoh, what's the kavel? It's the kippah shel tzemer that the woman used to wear underneath her hair. According to Shmuel, it's this kavel da'avda. So the Gemara got involved in the kavel da'avda. Now, once the Gemara mentioned that long brisa in the context of discussing the kavel of our Mishnah, which is the kavla da'avda according to Shmuel. So the Gemara is now going to go through that entire price. Oh, my ma'av, loy bezuk shabbat savari. So an Eved is not allowed to wear a bell around his neck, aval yoytzu bezuk shabbat ksusa, but he is allowed to wear the bell on his ksus. So the Gemara says, shub, shabbat savari, amai loy, domo mifsik, va'as la'asuya. Why could the Eved not wear the zuk shabbat savari? Probably because you're afraid it may fall off, it may break, and you're going to come to carry it. Zuk shabbat ksusa, not me. So the zuk that's on his beggar should be the same thing. Leichosh, you should be concerned, domo mifsik, maybe it's going to fall off, asu la'asuya, you're going to come to carry it. So the Gemara says, talking about the micha be mumcha. We're talking about where it was sewed. And being that it was sewed, so there's no concern that it's going to fall off. Notice, by the way, the word mumcha here is mem vav mem ches aleph. It's spelled with an aleph. In contrast to a mumcha, as the Gemara had on Zayin Amid Beis, the kameya mumcha, as in an expert, which is spelled with a hey. Micha be mumcha just means it's going to be sewed with some stitches. And this is in line with what Rehuda Rav Yeshua said. Rehuda Rav Yeshua said, kol shu arig like gazru. Anything that's woven like gazru, meaning even though there's halacha, but if it's arig, you're not going to have that halacha. So the point is that we're talking about when the zug was sold. If the zug was sold, it's arig. If it's arig, it's not going to be an issue. Now the truth is that the Gemara is quoting Rehuda Rav Yeshua, kol shu arig like gazru. We had this already. Would we have it? And Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Now over there, the Gemara mentioned this halacha. It was a completely different context. The halacha over there was discussing the first din in the Mishnah. Lo yseitzi ishel, lo yibichutei tzemer, v'lo yibichutei pishton, v'lo yibirutzu shabaraisha. It was talking about different braids that a woman's not allowed to wear inside her hair. The reason is because these things would constitute a chatzitza if she ever had to do a tefillah. We're concerned that she may loosen it, take it off, and it may come li'dei hoitzon. The Gemara wanted to know what would be if you had something very thick and something woven that was now inside the braid of the woman. Would that be a chatzitza or not? And the Gemara said, it's not a problem. Meaning, it's not a chatzitza, and it's something you're allowed to carry on Shabbos, or a woman can wear on Shabbos, because Rav Huna Braid Rav Yeshua said, kol shu arig l'gazru. Now, their kol shu arig l'gazru meant something else. It means a woven item that's braided inside the woman's hair is not considered a chatzitza. As a result, there's no concern that she may come to carry it, so she can wear it on Shabbos. Kol shu arig means something else. If two things are sewed together, there's no concern that it may fall apart. And if there's no concern it may fall apart, as a result, you're not going to... But what turns out is that they're both true. Meaning, it's true that if something
woven as in a woman's hair, like Gazru. And it's also true that if two things are sewed together, there's no concern that it may fall off, like Gazru. So you can make this general statement, Kolshu Arud like Gazru. And really what it means is two things. It's Tarti B'mashma. It means a woven item in the woman's hair is not considered a chatzitza. As a result, you don't have the first halach of the Mishnah. Additionally, it also means that if two things are sewed together, it's not a problem. So, for example, a woman is allowed to go outside on Shabbos with a zug on her ksus, because being that it's woven together, there's no concern that it may fall off. Amamar. So again, moving along with that braisa. So the braisa discussed the chosim and the zug for the eved, and then it discussed the chosim and the zug for the behemoth. The braisa also discussed it in the context of can you go outside with it on Shabbos, and the braisa discussed it in the context of whether it's mekabel tumah. Is the chosim mekabel tumah? Is the zug mekabel tumah? Zok the gemara. The Braisa said, "Behemah is not allowed outside." Lebi chayisun shabbes avaro, lebi chayisun shabbes ksusa, lebi zuk shabbes avaro, lebi zuk shabbes ksusa. And then the Braisa says, "Zev zeh mekablon tuma." That halach is the chayisim of the behemah, and the zug of the behemah is not mekabel tuma. That was in contrast to what the Braisa said regarding the eved. The chayisim of the eved wasn't mekabel tuma, but the zug is mekabel tuma. Now, just to refresh, in order for something to be mekabel tuma, it has to be either a keli or a beged. If it doesn't have any chashivos, it cannot be mekabel tuma. That's why there's a whole Masechtas Kelim that discusses all the halachos as it relates to when a keli is considered a keli. The point is, it needs to be either a keli or a beged. So by saying that the zug of the behema and the chosim of the behema are not mekabel tuma, essentially what you're saying is it's not a keli. When you say that the chosim of the eved is not mekabel tuma, you're saying it's not a keli. If you're saying the zug of the eved is mekabel tuma, you're saying it is a keli. It's just another way of saying it is a keli or it's not a keli. Says the word, I'll ask you a kasha. Meaning, is it true that the zug of the behema is not mekabel tuma, it's not considered a keli? But it's a mefurisha mishnah, zug shal behema temeya, vishal deles tahira. The zug of a behema is mekabel tuma. The zug, the bell of a door, like your good old-fashioned doorbells, is not mekabel tuma. It's tahira. Shaldelas vasayil behema. What if somebody had a bell that he used for his door, and he decided now that he wants to use it for his behema? So what's the halacha? Will it be mekabel tuma or not? Shaldelas was not mekabel tuma. By the way, why is shaldelas not mekabel tuma? So Rashi says, because the delas is attached to the house. The house is attached to the ground. It's mechubel karka. Mechubel karka, this is Tumah V'Tayra 101, is not mekabel tumah. So Sheldeles Vasoy the behemah. If you had Sheldeles and now you made it, you decided that you want to use it for a behemah, said Allah Chastamei, now it's going to be mekabel tumah. Shel behemah Vasoy the Deles, let's say you had a zug that was used for a behemah, meaning it was in a state where it was mekabel tumah, Vasoy the Deles, and now you're using for a Deles, Afal Pisha Chibra the Deles, even if you even attached it to the Deles, the covered the Mismarim and you knocked it with nails, the Allah is Tomei, it's still going to be mekabel tumah. What's the reason for it? Mamar Avshach. Do you say that by switching its usage, it switches the halacha as it relates to Tumah? Do you not say that? So the Gemara explains. Shekolak Kalim, because this is a rule, it's a Mishnah Masechtas Kalim, Perik Chafeh. A very important rule in Tumah V'Tayra. All Kalim, Yardim L'Dei Tumasa V'Machshava, Ve'in Oilim Midei Tumasa V'Elevashine Maisa. If you want to make something a Kali so that it would be able to be Mekabel Tumah, as long as you have a Machshava that you're going to use it for something in which it's able to be Mekabel Tumah, that would be enough for it to be Mekabel Tumah. So if you had Sheldeles, and you just had in mind that you're going to use it for the behemoth, that would be enough for it to be mekabel tumah. That's why Sheldeles vasayil the behemoth is mekabel tumah. But in the reverse, ve'ein oilem midei tumah sam el b'shinu ma'isa. If you have something, a keli, that's in a state now where it could be mekabel tumah, and you now have in mind that you're going to use it for something in a context in which it won't be mekabel tumah. So you have this zug, and you're going to hack it into a house, now it's going to be mechubar, now it won't have the ability anymore to be mekabel tumah. The halacha is, it's not enough to have a machshava, it's not even, you need to do a shinui ma'aseh, you have to physically alter the metzias. So that's the teretz. The bottom line is, we need one thing from here. What do we need from here? A stira. Our braisa discussed the zug of the behemah and said that it's not mekabel tumah. Here we have a braisa that says zug shel behema tmeya, it is mekabel tumah. So is the bell that was hung around the neck of an animal, a cowbell, is it mekabel tumah or is it not mekabel tumah? We have a stira. So the Gemara says loy kasha hod the isli imbal hod the lesli imbal. One is talking about a bell that has a clapper inside, so it actually can make noise. And the other one is talking about that doesn't have a clapper. If it has a clapper, it's a keli, it's makabel tum. If it doesn't have it, it's not makabel tum. If the bell is considered a keli, afabid lesley imbol, even if it doesn't have a clapper, it should be makabel tum. And ilav manu, if it's not a keli, who imbol mashvile mana, the clapper makes it into a keli? The Gemara says, in, yeah, why not? So we had a lot of Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yonasan, at the end of the last parak. Kolaymer, Eni Alachaita, was all Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yonasan. So here we have another halacha. How do you know that if you have a klimatches that makes noise, that is mekabel tuma, meaning the fact that something makes noise is enough for it to be mekabel tuma, shenemar, it says, kol davar ashayavoy ba'esh, taviru ba'esh. And we learn from there, afilu dibur, meaning if the whole chashivas of the keli is dibur, that it makes noise, like talking, but it makes noise, that's enough that it should be taviru be'esh. If it becomes tameh, you have to be metairet. So you see clearly that something that makes noise is a keli. So a zug is not considered a keli. If, however, it makes noise, so then already it is a keli. If it has the clapper, it's a keli. That's when it's mekabel tuma. So when we say that a zug of the behema, the cowbell, is not mekabel tuma, is talking about where it didn't have the clapper. Where it has the clapper, it's mekabel tuma. So Gemara says, b'mai kim tov b'les be'imbol. Okay, so we just said that the first brisa, the brisa that we brought on Amud Aleph, that discussed the zug that's of on the behema, that's not mekabel tuma. It's talking about where there was no imbol. If that's the case, eima mitziyasa. There were a lot of halachas in that brisa. One of those halachas were discussing the bell around the eved. And what was the halach about the bell around the eved? So sometimes he could wear it on Shabbos, sometimes he can't wear it on Shabbos. But as it relates to being mekabel tuma, it said it is mekabel tuma. V'loy bezug shabbat zavari, avol yoytzu b'shur shabbat zuz, v'zev is a mekabel tuma. So the kasha is either lesley imbol. If the zug shabbat behema is talking about where it had no imbol, then you have to be consistent. The zug shabbat Adam is also talking about where it had no imbol. Now, if it has no imbol, mi mekabli tuma, is it mekabel tuma? Meaning, number one, in Sfara, what should be the difference between the zug, the behema, and the zug of the eved? If you're telling me that where it has no clapper, the halacha is, it's not mekabel tuma because it's not a keli, so it should be the same with regards to the zug of the eved. But the Gemara comes even more so. The Gemara says, "Reminu, I'll ask you a question from a toisefta ha'isa zagin. If somebody makes a bell in machteshes for a mortar, ula risa for a baby's cradle, ula mitpachay svarim, or for the covering of svarim. Some people used to use bells for a lot of different things. Ula mitpachay tinoikis, or for children. Dalach ziyeshlan imbol tmeim, einlam imbol tahirim. So it says." Clearly, that if they have no imbol, the halacha is their tar. Here we're talking not about the imbol that's being used for behemoths, tinoikis, they're used for children. So you see clearly that it needs to have the imbol. So what's the pshat then if the brisa is talking about where there's no imbol and that's the reason the zug shebe behema is not mekabel tuma, then why is the zug of the eved yeah mekabel tuma? If it has no imbol, then it shouldn't be mekabel tuma. The brisa continues and says, nitlu imbolayim adayim tumasan aleh. Meaning, even though all those things, if they have no imbol, they're tar, but if they became tameh when they had an imbol and then afterwards the imbol was taken off, so the halacha is tahirin, they're going to be tar. But the bottom line is, the Gemara's kasha is, if without an inbol, the halacha is that it is tahar, so then why is it in our braisa, ema mitziyasa, that the halacha is tameh? So the Gemara says, hanit mili betinoik delakala avidile, avogadol tachshed hule, avogav the lesson. There's a difference between tinoikis and gedoilim. A tinoikis, that's a minor, a child, so there's an here at Enochinami. There the halacha is that if you had it of a zug without the clapper, it's not going to be considered a keli. Because the whole chashivas, the reason children used to wear this inbol, or they used to wear this zug, was for it to make noise. If it can't make noise, it's not a keli. However, a gadol, they used to wear it sometimes. A zug was a piece of jewelry. So if it was a piece of jewelry, even if it doesn't have the clapper, it still could look nice. So if it could still look nice, it could still be a piece of jewelry. That's why it would be mekabel tuma. So either way, we're getting very, very nuanced as it relates to bells. With a clapper, or without a clapper, that's number one. So if it has a clapper, then it's always going to be considered a keli, it's always going to be mekabel tuma. If it doesn't have a clapper, then it depends on, is this a bell that was used lenoi, or is this a bell that was used only to make noise? If it's used lenoi, then even without the clapper, it would be considered a keli. If it was used simply to make noise, so then if it doesn't have the clapper, it wouldn't be mekabel tuma. So the zug shebe behema, was always used to make noise. That's what they had it for. So as a result, no clapper, no tumah. The zug shad b'tinoike, same thing. It was used to make noise. No clapper, no tumah. But the ones that the adults used to wear, like that the slaves used to wear, was also lanai. I mean, it was also lanai. Even if it doesn't have a clapper, it could still be a mekabel tumah. We'll just learn a little bit more gemara. Amamar, nitbu in baleim, adayim tumasan aleim. So the Braisa said that if somebody makes a clapper for a machteshes, an arisa, mitpachay svarim, mitpachay tinoikis. If there's an imbol, it's makabel tumah. If there's no imbol, then it's going to be tahar. What happens if it had an imbol? It became tameh, and now nitlu inboleim. The imbol was removed. Adayin tumasan aleim, it's going to remain tameh. So the Gemara says, amamah, nitlu inboleim, adayin tumasan aleim, lamai chazu. Why? The halach is if something's tameh, and now it's not a keli anymore. It loses its status of a keli. It's not tameh anymore. So if you're telling me that the only time the bell is considered a keli is when it has its clapper, in certain instances, then just like if it didn't have its clapper, it can't become tameh. If it had its clapper and the clapper is removed, it should lose its tumah. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaya, Abaya said, Hoyul shahed yidoch lachzir. The reason is because it's so easy to put it back. I mean that it's so easy to put it back, so it's for that reason the halacha is that even if it loses its clapper, it's not considered broken. If it's not considered broken because it's so easy to put back together, that's why it's going to be considered still tameh. It's so easy to put it back. But if you never put the clapper in, it's not tameh. It never became a keli. Once it became a keli, even if the clapper is removed, it's so easy to put it back together, it's fine. Masiv Rava. So Rava asked the kasha nabayo, hazug, veha inbol, chibur. So he asked the kasha from a Mishnah Mesechtes Parah. The Mishnah says that a zug and the inbol are considered attached. What does that mean? So Pasha, what it means is that when they're together, they're considered attached. So if half of it becomes tummy, the other half of it will be tummy. But it's only when they're together that it's considered attached. It sounds like that when they're not together, they're not considered attached. Now, according to you, Abaya, says Rava, you're telling me it's so easy to put it together. So even when they're not together, it should be considered attached. Why as Zugva Inbul Chibur, when they're attached, Ayin Rashi, there's a Shver Rashi here, but the point is, isn't it always attached? I mean, for the Mishnah, it sounds like when you put it together, that's when it's one. But if they're separated, they're separated. Abaya, you're coming to say that no, even when they're detached, it's so easy to put them together that we always look at them as attached. The Gemara says, maybe Fakir, maybe Rava is wrong in the way he's understanding the Mishnah. Meaning, Rava assumed the Mishnah means Hasugva in Bochibur when they're attached. Maybe Fakir. Maybe the Mishnah is Gufa saying what Abaye is saying. Maybe what the Mishnah is saying is Afal Gaftoloy Mechaber, Commander Mechaber Domi. All it says is Hasugva in Bochibur. You're assuming it's when they're attached, or when they're not attached, they're not attached. Maybe to the contrary, if the Gemara says, I hear, maybe that's Pshat in the Mishnah. The problem is I have a Braisa. Vatanya, there's a Braisa. The Braisa says, Mispayra Shal Prokim, and we had this Braisa a little earlier in the Masechta. If someone has scissors, and the scissors are two parts. When you need to put the scissors together, you actually have to put it together. Or the carpenter's blade, which is also made up of two parts. You have the handle, which is made of wood, and you have the blade, which is made of metal. So the halacha is chibul tumah ve'in chibul azah. They're considered attached with regards to tumah, meaning if one piece becomes tumah, the other piece becomes tumah. But they're not considered chibul azah. If they became tumah tumas mesa, and now you'd have to do azah from the par aduma, if you do azah on one half, it's not considered azah on the other half. You'd have to do azah on both halves together. From Rinon, and the Gemara asks Marav Shach, I don't understand. If it's considered a chibur, it should be considered a chibur for azah also. If you do azah on one half, it should be considered azah on the other half. If you loy chibur, if it's not considered attached, afilu tumah nami loy. Then why is that lacha that if half it becomes tumah, the other half is tumah? V'amar Rabbi explained. He said, V'aratoyer midday raisa v'shas malacha chibur bein lo tumah bein azah. Midday raisa, what it matters on is not tumah azah, but rather what matters is it b'shas malacha or is it shaloy b'shas malacha? B'shas malacha, it's always considered a chibur. With regards to tumah, with regards to hazah, shaloi b'shas malacha in a chibur, it's never considered a chibur. Loi la tumah, v'loi la hazah. Okay, so why is there a difference then between tumah and hazah? Because the gazra al tumah shaloi b'shas malacha mishum tumah shi b'shas malacha. Chachamim felt that being that b'shas malacha, it's considered a chibur l'chumra with regards to tumah. We're going to be machmer even shaloi b'shas malacha because people may not be able to differentiate between b'shas malacha and shaloi b'shas malacha. So the Chachamim made a gzera on tumah shaloi b'shas malacha l'chumra. Because of tumah b'shas malacha. B'shas malacha, if half becomes tumah, the other half is tumah. So even shaloi b'shas malacha, that's going to be the halacha. So therefore, by tumah, it's always tumah. B'shas malacha and shaloi b'shas malacha. But hazah, chum had to go fakir. What's the chumra by hazah? By Hazal, the Chumra is that it shouldn't be considered attached. So be that the Chumra is that it shouldn't be considered attached, because when it's not attached, the Chumra is you have to do Hazal on both. When it's attached, it's a Kula. You only have to do Hazal on one. So the Chumra felt that we have to be Machmer. So what would be the Chumra? So they were Goyzer that even B'Shas Malacha, even though it's attached, so really Hazal on half should be Hazal on the other half, but Mishum Hazal Shalei B'Shas Malacha, they went ahead and they said that it's always going to be viewed as being detached. The point is that really, when you have two things that are separate, but can sometimes be put together, and then they can be separated again. So what's the halacha? Do you look at it as being mechuber, or do you not look at it as being mechuber? Midairaisa, what it depends on is it the b'shas melacha, or is it the shaloi b'shas melacha? B'shas melacha, when you're using it, it's considered attached. When you're not using it, it's not considered attached. But being that it's so easy to differentiate between b'shas melacha and shaloi b'shas melacha, or it's so easy to be confused, I should say, it's such a subtlety. You are using it, you're not using it. So what the Chachamim said is we always have to be machmer. So by tumah, which is a parish of Chumrah by saying that it's attached. So we always look at it as if it's attached. And with regards to Hazah, where the Chumrah is to say it's not attached, we always look at it as being not attached. What do we want from here? What does Rava want from here? Rava just wants one thing. You see over here, when you have two things that can be easily attached or detached, then it's not considered Mechubar unless it's physically Mechubar. But otherwise, you don't look at it as being attached. Fakert. We're saying that even when it's mechuber, it's b'shas melacha that it's considered mechuber. Shaloi b'shas melacha, even when it's mechuber, it's not considered one. And here Abaye comes up with a whole new halacha. He says that if you have two things that are so easy to attach, that even the hedyid could do it, then it's always viewed as being attached. That's why nitl in b'leim adayim tumas an aleim. Right? What did Abaye say? That if you have a clapper, it was removed from a bell, it was tameh, it remains tameh. Why? Is it because it's so easy to put it back together? Meaning we still see it as being attached. Fake rubber. What? You still see it from being attached? So first he asked the kasha from Mishnah in Paro. Hazugva imbo chibur. Okay, so that the Gemara said maybe it's not a kasha. But for a time you have another kasha. I have a braisa. And in this braisa you see clearly that two things that can be easily put together are only considered attached when they're physically attached. That's Rava's kasha on Abaye. Because of that, Rava's going to have to say another teretz to explain the Mishnah and Masechtas Kalin, and we'll see that in Yatzhashem in the next daf.